Hi, I'm Clive Chaze, and welcome to another episode of The Sports Journal, where we will be talking to the said Minister for Sports, Peter Ogwang, who had a lot to say about the Tellieh High Altitude Training Center, the Kampala Arena, and the 2027 Africa Cup of Nations that Uganda will be hosting with Kenya and Tanzania. But that and much more after these messages.
It's time to build smart with Hardware World. Open an account with Hardware World today and start saving for your future projects. Whether it's a dream house or renovations you're planning, Hardware World helps you save up for the building materials you need. Get on board Zimbabwe Hardware World. For more details, call 0707-246-744. Hardware World Limited, your partner in building a better future.
Are you a soccer champion at home aged between 3 to 17 years? We at Prosper Soccer Academy offer top-notch soccer training for kids with passion and experience from our coaches. Call us today on 0703-308-030 or 0782-284-054. Email us via prospersportlimited@gmail.com. Prosper Soccer Academy, where every child's soccer dream gets closer to reality.
Honorable, earlier on you talked about the training center in Kaptura. You said it's ready and complete, but in the past we heard about it being constructed in phases. When you say it's ready and complete, at which stage exactly?
We have three stages in the construction of Tellieh. Phase one is done. Like when I talk about done, we are now the contractor is within the what they call a splitted grace period. But as far as the entire works, what was meant to be done in phase one, the contractors finished his work. I was there personally. I checked on the progress. Only challenge which is there is now the local authorities which decided to vandalize our water system which picks water from the high altitude training center to the training facility. However, the responsible Minister of Works, Water and Environment is addressing that challenge. No wonder. We now want to say, as far as we are concerned, Tellieh National High Altitude Training Center is ready for commissioning for phase one.
Honorable, if it took 12 years to deliver phase one of the training center, what should we expect for phase two and three?
We will begin to discuss on issues of phase two and phase three depending on the availability of resources. But as of now, it is ready for use because according to the plan, phase one could be able to allow at least a team of about 24 athletes be in that camp with everything, rooms, dining, all facilities. The contractor has also supplied all the equipment what was planned for as far phase one for use, and that's why now, even then, before we can say we open it, our team Uganda has been undertaking training. Even a team which went to Belgrade have been using that facility for training. But as of now, you all know I was in Ghana for All African Games. I have formally received a communication from the government of Ghana. They want to come and camp, use that facility as part of their teams who have qualified for Olympics. So which for me, I have now going to follow it up with the Minister of Justice and Constitutional Attorney General's Office to look at how we can come up with the MOUs on some of our partners, particularly our brother countries, to see how we can use that. For those international countries, I've also gotten a request from India and many other countries to come in and be able to camp and do the high performance training in Tellieh. I believe time is now, the sports is going to take off. With the infrastructure now coming in and planned, we are ready to go in as far as investment in sports infrastructure is concerned. Tellieh has taken long because of a few challenges. Remember the road. By then, when the project was conceived and started, there were issues of the road, but I want to thank the president. He directed that road be worked on. And today, at an opportune time, I will be able to take some of you as sports journalists, because that has also been an issue.
Honorable Minister, an update on the Kampala Arena and the stadium in Hoima.
What first of all I want to say is that because of the heavy investments we have as far as the sports infrastructure is concerned, priority number one first goes to deal with the AFCON projects, which we want to confirm that as of now on Hoima City Stadium. Even now, after this very press briefing, I have a meeting here with a team of technical officials, particularly the engineers from Minister of Works, because my senior minister tasked them to carry out a due diligence and specifically look at the capability of the company which we identified. I want to confirm a technical team from Minister of Works visited Kigali, confirm whether MS Suma Construction Company has the capacity to construct Hoima City Stadium. They came back. They also visited visited some of the training grounds which were already earmarked for AFCON 2027. As of now, my meeting with them was meant to start at 10. I confirm here that it's now 10:18. They are here to submit a report to me on their findings. After that, I will be able to submit that report with them to my senior minister, who then will formally communicate to finance for purpose of financing the project. Then the Minister of Finance, the Attorney General's office with us, will now sign a contract with that construction company to officially give them a contract to construct Hoima City Stadium.
The public has also severally called you out for what they have termed empty promises. What are the chances that it won't be the case this time round?
Government procedures cannot be flouted, because even me, I do not want the dam, not in the government, to be picked that at this time when you are a Minister of Sports, you did this. Whatever we do, we must work within the confines of the laws. So what is happening now? The due process of the law are taking place. Allow us. It is to our interest that we expedite these processes so that we formally commission these projects. I also want to thank the leadership of Hoima, particularly the mayor and the entire team. They have been very supportive in terms of final processment of the acquisition of land, because Federation and donated us land, but that land had not been transferred to the National Council of Sports in line with the Sports Act. I confirm 20 acres have already so far been transferred to the National Council of Sports. 10 acres are in the process of it being completed to be transferred to National Council of Sports. This land is going to be 30 acres. That's where we are going to construct a stadium. I'm also in touch with my colleagues, and I'm inviting them soon, ministers of sports from Kenya, Tanzania, come here, because we have a joint regional monitoring team to assess the performance of each partner state on how each country is progressing, because a loss or a failure by one country means a failure of the entire bid. So to you out there, we are committed as governments, as per the directive of our heads of state. I thank
you. Honorable, you talk about other ministers from other countries. How long will it take for the local organizing committee of Pamoja 2027 to be unveiled to the general public?
First, I have, in consultation with very many stakeholders, submitted at least to my senior minister for the final approval, and I wait for her input. Then we will come out officially to constitute the local organizing committee. It's true, we need it. No wonder some of the activities cannot take place internally, because we need the local organizing committee. But I'm very sure she will be able to help me constitute a strong, capable, competent local organizing committee, both from the private sector and in government, so that we have a 2027 AFCON as a must achieve for purpose of Uganda, because we believe the people who are put there, who will be put there, must be able to deliver. She will meet them once we formally announce it and give guidance on what are the expectations and terms of reference of their duty. But we have been very candid on who they are and who CEOs they will be for purposes of that.
Thank every country is going to have its own LOC.
We will have every country having its own LOC or National Organizing Committee. Then we will have a regional joint AOC. In our considered planning, we'll have 7 from each country, constituting a team of 21 for the three countries. That will be chaired by respective ministers of what? Ministers of education and sports, or ministers of sports, because in Uganda, the education and sports in our jurisdiction is youth, maybe, and culture and sports. So, but all we talk about sports, that will be handled at a regional level. That organogram has already been defined on how we are going to manage this entire project.
Honorable, lastly, an update on the Kampala Arena.
Kampala Arena, I want to say that, first of all, the contract to construct Kampala Arena was also given out to MS Suma. It's true, we are in advanced stage in terms of the negotiations for that arena. But as of now, I want to say, let's first deal with the priority of AFCON 2027. That's what we are focusing as of now, because the investments are quite heavy. But it's within the plan. Once we take off with AFCON 2027, I'm very sure I'll continue updating the country on how we will be able to have this arena take off, because it's not about numbers. I will definitely bring another big project, which I'm very sure in the week's time I'll make it public. But as of now, I want to keep it brief. I want to keep it to myself, but I want to confirm, watch out. I have got clearance from head of state. There's a big one coming in December here in Uganda.
That is all we had for you on the Sports Journal. Remember to follow our podcast for more stories like this. Until next time, keep pushing those boundaries and making your mark. I'm Clive Chazé.
It's time to build smart with Hardware World. Open an account with Hardware World today and start saving for your future projects. Whether it's a dream house or renovations you're planning, Hardware World helps you save up for the building materials you need. Get on board Zimbane Hardware World. For more details, call 0707-246-744. Hardware World Limited, your partner in building a better future.
Are you a soccer champion at home aged between 3 to 17 years? We at Prosper Soccer Academy offer top-notch soccer training for kids with passion and experience from our coaches. Call us today on 0703-308-030 or 0782-284-054. Email us via prospersportlimited@gmail.com. Prosper Soccer Academy, where every child's soccer dream gets closer to reality.